Hello.
Mr. President.
Well, how are you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling great.
You're back from your trip and you had a good vacation.
Oh, I had a great time. It's really a beautiful place.
Yeah, they just tell me.
They got me a very secluded house.
Right. Right. Did you see the guy die?
Yes. That's unbelievable.
Yeah. Did you go swimming?
I went swimming every day. I had a swimming pool there and I went out on a boat almost every day.
Good.
So it's been really fun.
Well, that's good. Just about the good time to have a little few days off.
Well,
gives you a new look of things, you know. Now we get on to the battle, huh?
Exactly. I could see the jackals trying to... They put too much on foreign policy. They're trying to send on domestic policy.
You mean on the IT&T?
That's
really something. People are on and on and on.
And they don't have anything except this memo of a fifth level unstable woman.
She's sure unstable.
Yeah.
And she now denies it. Oh, well, that's really a mess. One of those things.
But I talked to the president of Mexico today.
Echeverria. Yeah. He's going to be here on the 15th of June, right?
15th of June. I think he can be very helpful to us in that.
Well, we'll get him a big show. Right. Well, that's good. Too bad you have to come back. You should stay down another month. Right. Well, we've kept everything sort of in limbo the last week.
Well, I noticed now that the breathing has surfaced those things that we had already arranged his official plan.
Oh, has he?
Yeah. Well, that's what he was supposed to do.
Played the game.
Playing, oh, no, he's been playing the game. He kept it divided among various departments.
Right.
So it's going, and I'll see him this Thursday. And, I had a talk, I just talked to Haig a bit. On the Middle East, the major problem is to get it done in such a way that it doesn't blow before the election and then brutalize it right after the election.
Except that we can heal. Well,
that's the problem on how to do that.
Right.
And
the only problem
of doing it is not to do it at the summit and conclude it a little later, closer to the election, so that it is closed, so there will be less time to vote.
That might be. We just don't want to miss the opportunity of the problem.
Well, we have made
when they need it.
Concrete propositions to them, and it's up to them now to
see what they'll come through with.
What they'll come through with. I agree. I think we have to get the Soviet forces out of the Middle East. We must.
Somewhere. Well, we can talk about it anyway. I'm just thinking of just getting a plan whereby we know what they're going to do. That's the one area where we really got to take the charge of the policy and run it our own way, you know?
Absolutely. There's no question.
Because you see, the state is looking at it in terms of just the Middle East. We're just looking at it in terms of the Soviet problem.
That's
a very different deal.
Well,
something like that. We got tried to keep Watson afloat. but he's, you know, the fellow has been allowing his private life to become too much surface. I mean, we all know these things go on, for Christ's sake, he's been a stupid thing. But I think the best way to handle it. Of course, the laugh of the whole deal is that old Haig, I said, you know, that we know that nothing is being decided in Paris. We're deciding it all in New York. The state doesn't know that. So for Christ's sake, It doesn't make any difference. How we could have a chimpanzee as ambassador.
Exactly. And we always tell them in New York a week before what he's saying in Paris.
That's right. And then also, so basically I was able to say, the talks are going very well.
I like the way you said he's conducting it in total sobriety.
Yeah. Well, he is. You know, he behaves when he's on the job.
Oh, yeah.
And he's well-intentioned. He's our man. But he's one that, we just have to remember he has his weakness. We'll handle it for a while.
Well, he is, of course,
typical. Incidentally, is Walter still there?
No, Walter is over here.
Where is he?
He's deputy director of CIA. He's on the job.
No, but we haven't got him confirmed.
It doesn't require a confirmation.
It doesn't? Oh, thank God.
I don't think it does. At any rate, it's all done.
Well, you don't think it requires confirmation?
Well, if it does, it is done.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he's not yet fully confirmed. He's not yet confirmed, but he's on the job.
Yeah, I wonder if...
Pending confirmation.
I wonder if we're going to have a hell of a flap of getting it confirmed. You know,
no, we've talked to Bennett.
Will he take it?
Yes.
You see, at the present time, I've decided not to send any more ambassadors except the foreign service types for confirmation because of the fact that they're going to dig out, say, how much did you contribute to the campaign? So, no use to. Yes. We'll just have everything else. Just let Chargé stay. No?
Of course.
Why go through this?
The North Vietnamese ambassador today.
What did they say?
About the 24th. Well, they objected to what was done last week, but they said, assuming that he said to start again, they agreed to the 24th. I think we ought to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it'd be wrong.
We don't want to break it up, but let...
Then it's the 24th.
Then let him go back now, and people will not. They'll try to figure something out.
Well, I think he should interrupt a week, Mr. President.
But you've done it.
Right. And then next week I have to ask for another meeting.
They'll accept.
Oh, yes.
This shook them up.
If the 24th blows up, if the meeting with them blows up, then we should interrupt the other meeting, too.
I absolutely. Because if the 24th blows up, that means that they're just using the other meeting. They aren't anxious to break this down.
I still believe, Mr. President, that they must be thinking seriously about that.
They may be.
Because the suspect, all the intelligence we get is that for the first time they're now really beginning to talk about what they'll be facing if you get re-elected.
Yeah.
I can assure you, Mr. President.
Or even if I don't. They've got to figure that.
But here in this town, one really suffers from myopia when one is...
Don't you really? Yeah.
I assure you, Mr. President, for the Mexicans, I mean, they're not going to vote.
Well, they're important.
But you are the only American political figure that matters. As a foreign minister, I've had a long talk with a foreign minister, I've talked with a president, and then...
Yeah? Were you in Mexico City?
Well, the foreign minister came to Acapulco, and then the president asked me to stop in Mexico City on the way out.
Good. Good.
So I went in there for a couple of hours.
Went over to the...
He said he wants to... When he comes here, he wants to go to every American city that has a large Mexican population speaking a way that they might be.
Did he say that?
Yes. He wants to go to Chicago, Los Angeles, and
good. Well, let's lay on a hell of a schedule for him. Because he's a very attractive guy and strong.
And he says... But that that you would agree with some common sense that for Latin American colleagues
maybe we can get something ready by that time.
Yeah,
or do you think we don't want to throw that at the OAS?
No.
Be a waste.
It'd be a total waste. And he's going to give us some suggestions that we have a special family.
And that he'll suggest, in other words, what we can do, and then let's just come forth with a communique that really has some solid meat in it.
Exactly. And then, and in any event, he said he wants to travel to Chicago, go back to San Antonio.
Great.
He says he's going to be in such a way that he says you are the state that is good to live. And remember, I didn't ask for him to do anything. And I thought he was going to talk to us about the liberty
yeah.
in the Colorado River.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which is what his foreign minister did. And he yeah. He's that role.
You mean he sees the trauma of the bigger than
well, apparently, all the Mexicans were watching the China trip on television.
Were they?
You know?
Hmm.
Were you? And, so, you know, and at some of the dinner parties in Acapulco where they also have the leaders of Mexico living there.
Yeah.
They were extraordinary.
Well, you're right, Henry. It's this city is such a pleasant area, so different from the rest of the country. We just fail to realize that the nation has a different attitude, and in the world, actually, you know,
and the mere fact of your success in foreign policy is driving these guys now into domestic.
Sure.
Hitting you on the domestic. Well, but my impression is that these are all great sensations in Portland, but I just can't believe that outside of Portland is something
the purpose of dedicating these guys is to make it appear they're all crooked and crooked. The point is that this whole IPG thing, the reason that it's so silly in a way is that it doesn't involve anybody, you know, who, like Mitchell, Klein, these things. No personal gain, nothing. You know, it has nothing to do with that. They have them all the time, but they do create an aura that maybe they're playing foot to a big thing.
They'll try that. I don't think they're
working on it hard. Well, I'm glad you're back, and hope you... And we try not to bother you. Hope you got your... You get any tan? Did you lose any weight?
I'm afraid I gained a little weight.
Oh, damn it. You shouldn't have eaten that Mexican food.
I got a great tan, and I couldn't... I felt so well.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's important. Well, now, don't overdo. Get a good night's sleep.
Right.